Nice him. Okay, well, let's dive in. This is the third part to this series, really.
All right.
2 weeks ago, I challenged you guys with the question, am I really a Christian? Are you really a Christian? You see, you're in 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade. You're starting to grow up, and you need to start to take ownership of your own faith. It's, you know, you're not a Christian just because you go to church. I'm not a Dallas Maverick if I go to a Dallas Maverick game, right? You're not a Christian because you practice and you try harder to be a better person. I would never be a Maverick, right, if I tried harder and practiced more. You see, the only way you can become a Christian is through this miraculous second birth that God talks about. It's a gift from God. It's by grace, and it's through faith and believing and receiving that gift. The gift is this Christ that was born and grew up to be our Savior, right? So I challenge you with that question, am I really a Christian? Do you really own that story as the story that guides your life? And then last week we talked about, is this Jesus, this baby that was born, is he really the only way to God? Because the Bible says it over and over again, but the world challenges it over and over again. And so this is the third part to the really series, challenging you guys to take ownership of your faith. And this is going to be a Christmas message. Now, when I was your age, I couldn't go to church in December without hearing a Christmas message like this. Hey, at Christmas, it's better to give than receive or get, right? It's better to give than to receive. And guess what? That's true. I think that's a great message saying, hey, giving to other people is better than getting all these gifts. You know, Christmas can be a time when we get so selfish about what's going to be under the tree for us or what's somebody going to wrap up for us. But I'm going to save that message for another time because this morning's message is about getting. Because if you're honest, if I'm honest, I love getting. Do you guys like getting? I mean, I love it. I love Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, Christmas time, telling people, here's my list of things that I want and then waiting to see if I get them. I got an early Christmas gift this year. It's number 4. I got a new iPhone. Some people gave me some gift cards. For Apple, and I added them all up together, and I went in and I got a new phone, and I love receiving. I love this gift. I'm so excited about it. I've had so much fun playing with it. And you guys are probably all excited about what you will receive. And so this morning's message is about receiving. It's about getting. That should fire you up. What are y'all's Christmas traditions? All right, here's what my family did. Just first of all, does anybody out there have no cousins at all? Raise your hand if you have no cousins. Everybody in the room has cousins? Whoa. My sister and I, no cousins. All right? It's just David Peniel and Julie Peniel. We're the only grandkids. There's no cousins. And I've got, you know, my mom has a sister. She doesn't have any kids. My dad has a brother and a sister. Neither of them have kids. And so when we were growing up, we had my dad's parents, my mom's parents. We had, you know, grandparents on both sides. And they were still together, and then we had, you know, an aunt on my mom's side, an aunt and uncle on my dad's side, and then our parents, and we were the only children. We were the only kids. So we got hooked up every Christmas. Like, they didn't have to buy gifts for any other kids. It was just us, and it was so exciting. So here's how we did it. On Christmas Eve, we received gifts and gave gifts to our whole family. We all get together. And then Christmas morning, we got up and we saw what Santa left under the tree unwrapped. Who does unwrapped Santa under the tree? You wake up, he leaves them unwrapped. That's a good deal. Does anybody wake up and Santa has your gifts wrapped? That is so weird. I don't understand why he does it different for different people's houses. You ought to ask him next time you sit on Santa's lap, be like, hey, how come my gifts are wrapped and some people's are unwrapped? Because that's just, it's just strange, but Santa's weird like that, man. He's just weird. So, you know, Christmas morning for us was huge because we would walk out. Usually I would sleep on the floor in my sister's room, so we'd get up and walk out together, and our gifts were unwrapped, so we would just see everything all at once. It was like this Christmas tidal wave of presence and joy just smacks you in the face. And you're like, ah! And you just see, you're trying to take it all in. And you're weeding through like, okay, that's junk, that's good, that's junk, that's good. And you go to the good stuff first. And then you're always yelling, thank you, Santa! You know, like he can hear you. And so I want to show you some pictures. When I was a kid, this is me and my sister coming out on Christmas morning. I'm sorry, ladies, that I don't want to show you a picture of me in my pajamas and cause you to stumble, but that's me. My sister's got on some really cool Eskimo Joe's boxers there. But that's us. We're coming out and we're seeing, you know, for the first time, all the gifts that Santa left. And this is me when I was a little bit younger, looking at all the gifts. I was like, whoa, I was a really cool kid. And my aunt's like, is he happy? Or did somebody just stab him? But that's me just like, oh my gosh! Here's another really cool picture of me. That's a video game for Nintendo called Double Dribble. Any leaders remember Double Dribble? All right, Double Dribble was an awesome basketball game for the original Nintendo system. And by the way, that's a pretty sweet Christmas sweatshirt I've got on. And yes, the jeans are stonewashed. Okay, here's another Christmas picture of me getting the soccer ball. By the way, in case you're looking for a stylish look for Christmas, put a collared shirt under a sweatshirt, and it always works out great. But look at all those presents. Those were all mine all around me, by the way. But that soccer ball, so Double Dribble, I had that game as long as I had my Nintendo. That soccer ball, I played soccer in high school. I got it when I was in junior high. That was sixth grade, I think. I kept that same soccer ball all through high school, and I used it to practice and get better and all that. I mean, it was just an awesome gift. These are some of my favorite gifts. Here's another one that's really everybody remember getting your bike, all right, if you have a bike. I mean, that's just a special Christmas morning, and that is a really light jacket. I was just really strong back then. So it's not a puffy jacket at all. Those are all muscles. That bike, all right, that was a mountain bike I got. I think I was 12 years old. I look like I'm about four. But that bike, I kept that bike all through junior high, all through high school. I even took it to college and rode it to class. And it wasn't until I graduated college that I gave it to someone else to have. And so that bike lasted me forever. It was just an awesome, awesome gift. Now, this next gift, it was really incredible. Look at how cool my hair looked back then. It was so cool. This is our first computer at our house, all right? Believe it or not, I've told you this before, I didn't grow up with a computer in my house. There was no such thing as the internet. Internet wasn't even a word. Internet was not a word until I was a senior in high school, okay? No cell phones, none of that. I did have a pager when I was a senior, and that was pretty cool. But computers, nowadays your computer just comes in one box. But back then, leaders, you'll remember this, you'd buy your computer like every piece was separate. And so that's the speakers, and then the box next to it is the monitor, and then there was the main computer part, and then you know, it all came separate. And so I'm like, what is this strange futuristic device? You know, I'm checking it all out. And leaders, you might notice this, that little game down there is Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, which was my first game for the computer. Any students in there ever played Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? All right, cool. You know what I'm talking about. So, I mean, I was just pumped up, and I showed you this picture, one, to see how excited I was for a computer, but two, look at the stack of boxes behind me. We got hooked up at Christmas. We got so much stuff because we were the only kids, and it continues to today. I mean, my sister and I are still the only kids. I made a big mistake by having Chapman and Cole because it spreads the wealth out, but I can't take that back now. They're the only, you know, grandkids and great-grandkids. My grandparents are still alive, and so they are getting spoiled just like we did. It's really fun. Christmas is so fun receiving all these gifts. And I hope each of you gets to receive a bunch of fun gifts. And you know what? That computer, we had that for a long time. It lasted a long time. But out of all the gifts, my bike that lasted me for like 10 years, that computer that lasted a long time, that soccer ball that I used all the way through, out of all the gifts I ever gotten, I still have one that is my favorite, and it's still impacting my life today. And we're talking about getting, and we're talking about getting the best gifts. And I want to share with you the best gift I've ever gotten. And I promise you, I'm not just saying this because I'm supposed to and because we're at church, because we're on stage, but this Adventure Bible is the best gift that I ever got. And you can turn, you know, to the inside of my Adventure Bible, and it says, I wrote my name in highlighter and then went over it in black pen, and I did the little dots on the end of the letters because I just learned how to do that. But it says, David C. Peniel, December 25th, 1989, from Mom and Dad. They gave me this Bible on Christmas Day, 1989. And 1989 was the year that July of 1989, when I was 10 years old, that's when I became a Christian. That's when I decided that I really was a Christian and that I really wanted to follow that story for my life and that I really believed Jesus was the only way, a little bit younger than some of you guys are now. And then I got this gift and I treasured it and I still treasure it today. And I wrote down some of the things this has done in my life. You see, the bike, I gave away the bike. It was great for a while, but I gave it away. The soccer ball, it was awesome, but it wore out, all right? And it was just a piece of junk. The computer, obviously, what I got in my pocket, this little phone, is much, much better than the where in the world is Carmen Sandiego brick computer that we had at our house. That computer didn't even have the internet. All it was good for was like typing and playing little 8-bit games, all right? But this gift, man, it has stood the test of time. Let me tell you what this gift has given me. It's never gotten old. This gift, ever since I was 10 years old, this Bible, I can go through here, and I still have things highlighted and underlined from when I was your age. Things like, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? You know, I underlined that. And it taught me how to get through life without worry and stress and anxiety and pressure. Like, what a great gift this was. You know, it taught me about how to deal with my enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. And I have that highlighted in my Bible. I mean, there's so many things that I have highlighted and underlined. This gift taught me new things. I wrote down a list. It told me the truth about myself. It revealed who I really was. When I was trying to figure out in junior high and high school who I am, this gift told me. It showed me where I was going wrong. It corrected the way that I viewed the world. It helped me become a better person. Don't you want to become a better person? You know, it prepared me to help other people. It gave me direction for my life. It gave me security. It gave me confidence in my identity and who I was. I mean, these are gifts, man, that nothing else can give you besides this living Word of God. And so I want to ask you a question, all right? We talked about, am I really a Christian? If you think you're really, really a Christian, I want you to stand up right now in this room. Stand up if you're really a Christian. And it's fine if you want to sit down if you're not sure, all right? Okay, those of you that are standing, all right, I want you to remain standing if you can honestly say that you've read your entire Bible cover to cover, Genesis through Revelation. Stay standing. You've read it all the way to the last two pages? You can stay standing. All right. Look at the difference. You guys stay standing for a second. Look at the difference, all right? So that many people said, hey, I'm a Christian, but only this many people have even read the Bible all the way through. You guys can have a seat. All right, this is a problem. You don't read your Bible. You've been given like the greatest gift that we could ever receive. I mean, it's just the best thing. And yet we don't read it. Like, we don't use it. Like, what if I just got my bike and I put it in the garage and I never rode it? What a waste. I never kicked the soccer ball. I never turned on the computer. What a waste. Or I only did it every once in a while. I mean, this is a problem. You guys don't read your Bible. You know, there's a poll by the Center for Bible Engagement that says that 50% of Christians, only 50% read their Bible every day. And only 2 out of 5, which our percentage is even lower than that, maybe 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 10 maybe in this room, only 2 out of 5 total Christians have said that they've read the entire Bible. I mean, how does that look? Let's say you're a skeptic, you're an atheist, you're someone that follows another religion, and you start engaging in a dialogue with them, and they start talking about things that they've read or heard about the Bible, and you're like, oh, I don't know, I haven't read that. Wait, you're a Christian and you haven't even read your Bible? I mean, how does that look? It does make you look bad. Thank you. Maybe they know more about your Bible than you do, and that's exactly right. And it's just this gift, all right? It's not a guilt thing, and it's a gift that you have to open and that you have to receive, and yet you don't read your Bible. So you say you're a Christian, but then you miss out on learning new things about what it means to be a Christian, about being shown where you might be going the wrong way, about you know, having your view of the world corrected, about helping you become a better person, preparing you to help other people, giving you direction, security, and confidence for your life, you're missing all those gifts. God has this gift for you. God has this gift for you, and it's available every single day. Look what it has to say about itself in 2 Timothy. It says this: all scripture is God-breathed. This is from God's mouth, and it's useful for teaching you, rebuking you, which means telling you that you're doing something wrong, correcting you, showing you the right thing to do, and in training you in righteousness so that you can be thoroughly equipped for every good work. What a gift this is. Psalm 119:105 says it even more simply. It says, this word, this gift, is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. And so you guys all have this gift that's wrapped, that's sitting under the tree. And what if you just came out on Christmas and there's a gift sitting there that's wrapped and it's got your name on it, and you just said, I'm not going to open it? Because that's what we do every day. We leave this unopened. We miss out on receiving a fantastic gift. This message is about receiving. And God has a gift for you, and it's available every single day. And so here's the question. Do you really, this is the really question, do I really want what God has to offer? I mean, God has to offer you life, correction, direction, confidence, security, hope, comfort, joy. All these things come out of reading this wonderful gift that I've had and that I've been able to read since I was 10 years old. Do you really want what God has to offer? You know, if you're really a Christian, and you really believe Jesus is the only way, then you're really going to want to receive what this good God who sent his son to this earth as a baby to grow up to become a man, to die for your sins, and then to raise again and prepare a place for you in heaven. If you believe in that God, and he is a good God, you really will want what he has to offer. So here's your application. It's so easy. I love our church. I love Watermark. We've got this thing called Join the Journey. All right? If you haven't heard of it, I've got these reading plans out there in the lobby. It's a reading plan for reading through large parts of the Bible, all right? And some years we read through the whole Bible. This year we're reading through books of prophecy about Christ and about people who follow God, the nation of Israel, all right? And so we're going to be reading through books like Isaiah and Jeremiah. Things that many of you, maybe you've read the New Testament, but you haven't read some of these prophecy books in the Old Testament. So if you weren't able to say, I read my Bible cover to cover, this is a great place to start. And it breaks it down just a chapter a day, Monday through Friday. So if you miss a day, you can catch up over the weekend. But it's just one chapter. It takes about 5 minutes to read. And you've got this reading plan for the whole year long. So this is your application. Put up the slide that says Join the Journey on it. Read your Bible every day, all year. That's the application. What? David, what? I'm in sixth grade. You're asking me to do something every day for a whole year? Yeah, I'm asking you to receive a gift. That's not a big ask. That's not a hard thing. I'm just saying, hey guys, God has this great gift for you, and it applies to you in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. It can change your life. It can anchor your life. It can set your feet on a rock. It can give you comfort in hard times and joy and purpose. Anchor your life in it. Read it every day, all year. And then as a bonus, all right, Watermark members, some of you guys even wrote them, but Watermark members have written devotionals that explain each chapter. So in case you read it and you don't understand it, you can go to jointhejourney.com. Every day there's an explanation about what that means, all right? And it's got a person's picture and their little bio so you can get to know other people at Watermark. And every time a junior high student writes a devotional, I'll post a link up on our Facebook so you can go make sure and check that out. But some of you guys have even written devotionals for this. So you got a reading plan and you got a devo every day. And so that's your application. Do you really want what God has to offer you this year? And I just pray that you would receive it because it is a good gift. Man, guys, I will never throw this away. I will never get over this. I will never get bored with it. Every time I open it, there's something new and powerful and life-changing that comes into my life every time I make myself available to it. So it's here. Now here's the deal. If you don't have a Bible, I'll hook you up. You walk right up here to the stage as soon as I'm done praying and say, I don't have a Bible. Can I have one? And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a lost and found Bible that somebody else left up here and they didn't care enough about their Bible to come back and ask, hey, did I leave my Bible up here? And they've been here for months, sometimes years. And I've got a whole stack of them back there in the back. So also you can come up here if you lost your Bible and you want to come find it. All right. But if you want one, I'm going to give you someone else's that they don't care about. Because it is a gift and it is a treasure for you. Last thing is this. If I asked the question earlier, am I really a Christian? And you weren't sure, you can be sure today. Grab any adult in this room, any leader, and say, how can I really be sure? You can come talk to me too. If I'm busy handing out Bibles though, just grab them. And just say, hey, I want to know how I can be sure that I'm really a Christian. And they'll talk you through it. And they'll show you in the Word how you can be sure. All right, let me pray, and I have a few announcements before we let you guys go. God, I thank you for the wonderful gift that you gave me on Christmas Day when I was 10 years old. And I thank you that every day I've opened that gift, I've received good things from you. You are good, and I know you desire to give good things to your followers. I pray for these students this year. I pray that many of them would open up their Bibles every day and see what you have to tell us through the journey. Thank you for those that wrote devotionals and help us understand and guide us as we open up your gift. Thank you for the gift of your Son and pray that each of us would find peace and joy this Christmas season as we celebrate his birth. And it's in his name I pray. Amen.